Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and on yesterday's show, we took your nominations for the Nobel Prize for Literature, and you suggested some of the greatest living writers that Americans have ever heard of.
Alice Munro, the Canadian short story writer.
Gore Vidal.
Margaret Atwood, another Canadian.
Dr. Daniel Black.
Bruce Springsteen.
Well, nice try, folks, but the envelope is now open, and the Nobel Prize for Literature goes to someone you probably never heard of, Sweden's most famous living poet, Tomas Tranströmer. Sorry, Don DeLillo, Margaret Atwood, Bob Dylan. Let's find out more about the 80-year-old winner who gets nearly $1.5 million in prize money. What makes Tomas Tranströmer's writing great? What makes it important enough for a Nobel Prize? We'll read a little bit from it. Some of it is in English. And we will find out more with Rika Lesser, a poet and translator of Swedish and German literature, and author of several collections of her own poetry, including Etruscan Things and Questions of Love, New and Selected Poems. Rika Lesser, thank you so much for doing this on very short notice today. Welcome to WNYC.
Thank you, Brian. I've been listening, and in fact, I woke up with BBC World, and I was listening to the same old betting on the Nobel Prize for Literature one hears about every year.
Indeed. Well,
indeed.
The House wins again.
Well, I'm just so thrilled about Tomas Tranströmer winning the Nobel Prize. It's just it's almost unbelievable.
Why?
It's been a very long time.
Why are you thrilled?
I'm thrilled because I'm getting an echo. I don't know if you are. I'm thrilled partly because he's such a, well, mainly because he's such a wonderful poet. And I've known him since about 1973.
You know him personally?
I know him personally. By a kind of strange accident, he is one of the main reasons I happen to be a translator of Swedish poetry. I'm not Swedish, though I pretend now that my hair is so much lighter than it used to be.
The Nobel Committee statement said Tranströmer won because through his condensed, translucent images, he gives us fresh access to reality. And I want to read from one of his poems that really has exactly what the Nobel Committee said, this translucent kind of image. And I guess one of his themes is city versus country. So I'm going to read a poem of his.
Which poem?
Called Further In.
Längre In, yeah.
And this says, on the main road into the city, when the sun is low, the traffic thickens, crawls. It is a sluggish dragon, glittering. Yeah. I am one of the dragon's scales. Suddenly the red sun is right in the middle of the windscreen, streaming in. I am transparent, and writing becomes visible inside me. Words in invisible ink, which appear when the paper is held to the fire. I know I must get far away, straight through the city, and then further until it is time to go out and walk far in the forest. Walk in the footprints of the badger. It gets dark, difficult to see. In there on the moss lie stones. One of the stones is precious. It can change everything. It can make the darkness shine. It is a switch for the whole country. Everything depends on it. Look at it. Touch it. And I found that so fascinating for many reasons, but partly because he goes in this one short poem from the density of the thick, crawling traffic that makes him feel like a sluggish dragon into the woods where he finds a precious stone that can change everything on the moss.
Yes, it's a fabulous poem. It's a fairly, I'm actually looking for it in Swedish. I think it's from Stigar. I don't want to get, you know, terribly pedantic. Could you say whose translation you read?
The translation, I think it says here. I found it on the website of a fan named John Baker, and the translator was Robin Fulton.
Oh, great, great.
Who
great.
I know has translated some of his work. So yeah. I don't know. Does that give
the new person any meaningful
context for him?
It gives an essential feeling for Tranströmer's work, because Tranströmer was in fact born in Stockholm, and But he was born in a very different Stockholm. He was born 80 years ago in 1931. And he also had access to the country. And he also is someone who is very hopeful about the world.
You wanted to read something, too. What have you got?
I have lots of things. I have to say that his entire production is in one book, but his translators are many and numerous, and Robin Fulton has, in fact, translated. Robin Fulton is a Scottish poet, and he has translated all of Tumas's work, and many of us have translated a great deal or smaller deals of Tranströmer's work. I can read you the very first poem that Tumas published in his very first book from 1954, which was called 17 Poems.
Okay.
It's called Prelude. And this happens to be on the website of Words Without Borders, if you'd like to see it as well. It's, as I said, it's called Prelude. It's about the length of that one. Waking up is a jump, a skydive from the dream. Free of the smothering whirl, the traveler sinks toward morning's green zone. Things start to flare. He perceives, in the trembling lark's position, the mighty tree root system's underground swinging lamps. But standing above, in tropical profusion, is verdure with upraised arms, listening to the rhythm of an invisible pumping station. And he sinks towards summer, is lowered into its blinding crater, down through shafts of ages green with damp, quaking under the turbine of the sun. So ceases this vertical flight through the moment, and the wings spread out into the osprey's repose over streaming water. The Bronze Age trumpet's tone of exile hovers over bottomlessness. In the first hours of day, consciousness can embrace the world just as the hand grasps a sun-warm stone. The traveler stands under the tree. After the plunge through death's whirling vortex, will a great light unfurl over his head?
Rika Lesser, poet and translator, reading the first published poem, I guess you said it was, by the brand newly minted Nobel Prize for Literature winner, Sweden's most well-known poet, Tomas Tranströmer, 80 years old. Rika, is there a subtext to this choice? You know how sometimes a Nobel Prize for Literature, like the Peace Prize, is given to someone to make a point about something that the committee thinks is being undervalued or overlooked? Is there anything like this here, in your opinion?
Oh, I think this is a vote for literature. It's a vote for poetry. It's a vote for standards in the world.
Standards?
Maybe it's I hope so, because I think this, or value standards, I think that we're living in a time of such great uncertainty and so little hope that maybe a look toward people who have survived a great deal of difficulty. Tumas Tranströmer, I was very happy to be the person selected to do the encomium for him when he had the Neustadt Prize. It's a big literary prize that was one of many he has gotten over his lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
She received in November of, or I'm sorry, I'm looking at this, it's June of 1990, maybe it was, I forget when it was awarded, it was hot. It was June of 1990 in Norman, Oklahoma. And it was that same year, it was later in that year, that he suffered a stroke, which took his speech away, his power of speech away from him.
A poet who lost his voice.
Power of speaking, yeah.
Did it change his writing?
Well, he's never written tons. He's not a novelist. He will never be a novelist, but he's written, I would say, even less than he might have written, but he still produced fabulous poems, wonderful, translucent poems.
Before you go, he's being described in all the headlines here, and I echoed this myself, not knowing any better or worse, Sweden's most famous living poet.
Yes.
How well known is he in Sweden, and is he much known or much read by Swedish young people? Is he relevant today?
I was in Sweden 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I really did, I saw the Tranströmers, and I also have to say that his wife is part of him and communicates through him, for him, with him, and is as remarkable as Tomas. Her name is Monica Tranströmer, and I do believe he is read by young people. Everyone reads Tomas Tranströmer. His books have been available in all forms all the time, in mass market paperbacks, in hardcover, and he is known. I believe it is a difficulty in the world that it does not read, does not focus, does not pay close attention to text, and that it is not been reading enough poetry all its life.
Rika Lesser, poetry and translator of Swedish and German literature, author of several collections of poetry of her own, including Etruscan Things and Questions of Love, New and Selected Poems. Thank you so much for coming on today, especially with your closeness to Tomas Tranströmer. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And one more poem of his, The Tree and the Sky. There's a tree walking around in the rain. It rushes past us in the pouring gray. It has an errand. It gathers life out of the rain like a blackbird in an orchard. When the rain stops, so does the tree. There it is, quiet on clear nights, waiting as we do for the moment when the snowflakes blossom in space. From Tomas Tranströmer, winner this morning of the Nobel Prize for Literature. Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and when we continue in a minute, something very different from that, we will begin an October series on cars. Our topic today, the peculiarities of driving in New York and New Jersey. So stay tuned.